Microchip immune deficiency.
Now, some people will say, well, Friedman, these changes in how people communicate, invest, and see the world that you say made globalization possible, they're all well and good for developed societies. But what about the rest of the world? How can you talk about globalization being global when the vast majority of humanity still lives in villages without telephones and has never touched a computer or sent an email message? It's true that globalization today is not global in the sense that we are all still a long, long way from a world in which everyone, everywhere is online, although some 300,000 new users join the internet each week. But globalization is global in the sense that almost everyone now is feeling, directly or indirectly, the pressures, constraints, and opportunities to adapt to the democratizations of technology, finance, and information that are at the heart of the globalization system. That's why I contend that Tip O'Neill was wrong. All politics isn't local. Not anymore. All politics is now global. Not every country may feel itself part of the globalization system, but every country is directly or indirectly being globalized and shaped by this system. And that is why it is not a historical accident that East Germany, the Soviet Union, Asian capitalism, Brazilian state-owned industries, Chinese communism, General Motors, and IBM all either collapsed or were forced to fundamentally restructure at roughly the same time. They all got hit with the same basic disease that brought down the Berlin Wall and all the other walls that defined the Cold War. They all got hit with a disease I call microchip immune deficiency syndrome, or MIDS. Microchip immune deficiency is the defining political disease of the globalization era. It can strike any company or country, large or small, east or west, north or south. If I were writing the entry in a medical dictionary for microchip immune deficiency syndrome, it would read as follows. MIDS, a disease that can afflict any bloated, overweight, sclerotic system in the post-Cold War era. Microchip immune deficiency is usually contracted by countries and companies that fail to inoculate themselves against changes brought about by the microchip and the democratizations of technology, finance, and information, which created a much faster, more open, and more complex marketplace with a whole new set of efficiencies. The symptoms of microchip immune deficiency appear when your country or company exhibits a consistent inability to increase productivity, wages, living standards, knowledge use, and competitiveness, and becomes too slow to respond to the challenges of the fast world. Countries and companies with MIDS tend to be those run on Cold War corporate models, where one or a few people at the top hold all the information and make all the decisions, and all the people in the middle and the bottom simply carry out those decisions using only the information they need to know to do their jobs. The only known cure for countries and companies with MIDS is the fourth democratization. This is the democratization of decision-making and information flows, and the deconcentration of power in ways that allow more people in your country or company to share knowledge, experiment, and innovate faster. This enables them to keep up with a marketplace where consumers are constantly demanding cheaper products and services tailored specifically for them. MIDS can be fatal to those companies and countries that do not get appropriate treatment in time. See entries for Soviet Union, East Germany, and Pan Am Airlines.